Bitcoin holders shed 245K wallets in 5 days, fastest pace since 2024. Bitcoin lost roughly 245,000 holder wallets over a 5-day window, the steepest contraction in the holder base in nearly 2 years, according to on-chain analytics firm Santiment. Cointelegraph relayed the data on May 8, 2026, citing Santiment's count of unique addresses holding any non-zero BTC balance. The drop lands as BTC trades at $79,467 as of May 8, 2026, down 2.0% on the day and up 3.1% on the week, per CoinMarketCap. The market's fear and greed reading sits at 47, squarely in neutral territory, which makes the holder data the more striking signal. Addresses are leaving the network faster than the price chart alone would suggest. A holder count, not a flow figure, Santiment's metric tracks distinct addresses holding any amount of BTC. A 245,000 drop in 5 days means that many wallets either zeroed out their balance or consolidated into other addresses. It is not a one-for-one measure of investors exiting, since one person can control many wallets, and exchanges often consolidate dust addresses during housekeeping. Even with that caveat, the rate matters. Santiment flagged this as the fastest contraction since the second half of 2024, a period that coincided with the post-halving shakeout and a sharp correction from then-record highs. Sustained drops in this metric have historically lined up with capitulation phases, where smaller holders sell into weakness and larger entities accumulate. Price context and the rest of the tape. The wider tape is soft but not broken. ETH trades at $2,073, down 2.4% on the day. SOL holds $87.95, down 0.8%. BNB is at $636.40, down 1.5%, and XRP sits at $138, down 2.1%. Bitcoin is the relative outperformer on the week, with a 3.1% gain that contrasts with ETH's flat to negative weekly print. That divergence helps explain the holder data. Retail wallets that bought during the late April rally toward $82,000 are now underwater on entries above $80,000, and a chunk of those addresses are choosing to exit rather than hold through the chop. Exchange flow data from Santiment in the same series showed an uptick in deposits over the same window, consistent with sell-side pressure from smaller wallets. The contrarian red drops in holder count are not automatically bearish. The same metric printed similar contractions before the early 2024 rally and again before the late 2024 recovery. The pattern suggests that when smaller wallets disappear faster than price falls, supply often migrates to longer duration hands. That setup tends to precede sideways consolidation rather than continued breakdown, though there is no guarantee the historical pattern repeats. For traders, the live data points worth watching this week. Whether the holder count keeps falling at this pace through the weekend, exchange net flows, with a sustained inflow regime pointing to more sell pressure ETF flow prints, which have been mixed since BTC fell back from the early May highs. The fear and greed index, currently 47, and whether it dips into the 30s. A flip into outright fear without further price damage would be a stronger contrarian setup than today's neutral reading. Implications for spending and on-ramp activity, holder churn at this scale tends to ripple into the broader crypto finance stack. Exchanges see thinner deposit books on the spot side, lending markets see borrow demand drift, and card programs that route conversions through stablecoin or BTC rails tend to see lower top-up volume during capitulation windows. Users who fund crypto cards directly from BTC balances often pause loads during drawdowns, shifting toward stablecoin spending instead. For longer horizon holders, the takeaway is narrower. The fastest holder contraction since 2024 happened with price still above $79,000 and weekly returns still positive. That is unusual. It points to a cohort of recent buyers exiting rather than a market-wide flush, and leaves the door open for either a deeper correction or a base that builds quietly under a thinning crowd.